Gotcha. All the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
It's finally that time. Early on in the Mangs movie process, when I was first starting to do them, I did a little investigating to find the worst movie in existence, the lowest rated movie that I could get my hands on. It was a movie called Axum. It was my holy grail, the movie that I swore I would watch one day so I could review it and share it with everyone. Here it is. I've seen it now. This movie has a 1.2 rating on IMDb. Was not worth the wait. Okay. So, you're asking, is it the worst movie I've ever seen? I mean, Mang, you just watched The Tomb. You said that was the worst movie ever. Did you really find one already worse than that? Well, as far as boring goes, which is usually my main problem with Mang's movies, The Tomb, I think, still beats this out as far as worst movie ever. But when it comes to cinematic accomplishments, this takes it all. This, I can't even call it a movie. This is like the stillborn fetus of a movie. Like, even the DVD case that I got is just covered in shit. Look at this. Look at it. Look at it. Look at down here. You see that? That's how it came to me. Somebody stuck this up their ass. Because they would rather have a DVD case up their anus than watch this. Or at least that's what the guy told me. Okay. So, in 1992, a young man going to a Boston University, I believe, named Michael Mafume, got some of his friends together, and they made the ultimate shitpocalypse of a film. It was originally titled The Weekend It Lives, and it aired, I believe, at only one theater once, and then it faded into obscurity for 10 years before it was somehow, for some reason, dug up again, retitled, and released on DVD. No, I think this is my theory, and some people may have a problem with this. I think it was actually Satan that did it. It had to be, because nobody else would do that. Nobody else would do that. Dig up a 10-year-old college, like, film student movie made on a budget of $600, retitle it, and put it on DVD? and think it would be profitable? No. You have to be the devil. That's the only way. Okay. So, keep in mind, this movie was made in 1992. It doesn't excuse it, but keep that in mind. So what's the plot? What is the plot of Axum? I can tell you, it doesn't involve much axing. Surprisingly. Okay, well, as soon as you click play, as soon as, boom, play, you get right into it. Like, half a second, and boom, there is some text. White text on black background explaining the backstory. Look at it. Just look at that. Just read these words and contemplate the type of person that would have to sit at a keyboard and type them in. So, on a cold winter night in 1990, Mr. Mason. He's a mean and cruel townsman. Left his job for home. Home is capitalized, which makes you think that it's the name of like another city or something. I don't know. But I think it's just his home. After arriving home, he took a shotgun. Where he took it from does not matter. He took it and he killed his wife and kids. Why? It does not matter. Then is mean man killed himself. That would be enough of a plot right there for the whole movie. You would understand everything going on just the same. But Michael Mafume wants you to continue. He wants you to have more backstory so you can better understand the character's plight. When the police arrived, because the police had to arrive, they had to come. It makes sense, right? You know, it's a cold winter night, sure. They had to get there. They only found the bodies of the wife, the daughter, and his younger son. Presumably, they also found his body, but that's not mentioned. So you're expected to just kind of fill that blank in yourself. Maybe he wasn't found, I don't know. But what else was not found was the body of his mentally Roman numeral 3 son, Harry. Why you're given a name for the mentally ill son and not the others, it does not matter. But he was never found. So, legend has it, he will return in 13 years to revenge his family deaths. Let's think about this now. Let's think about this last big plot point that was just smashed onto us. Legend has it, why would there ever be a legend about that? Why would that be a thing? Well, who is sitting around discussing this and being like, they never found the mentally Roman numeral 3 son. They never found his body. I bet my bottom dollar that in 13 years he's going to come back for revenge on his dead father who committed suicide. I don't know what he's going to do to avenge. I'm sorry. Revenge. His family deaths. I don't know why he's not going to do it next year or the year after. But 13 years from now, it's going to happen. He's going to kill that dead son of a bitch. Okay, so we have our plot. So, let's get to the bulk of the movie. The bulk of the movie is black people. I don't mean that to be offensive. I really don't. I'm just stating exactly the best way to sum it up. It's black people. They do kind of black people things. And again, I'm not hating. I'm not judging. I'm just saying that's what they do. So there's dancing. There's probably some singing. There's some emceeing, I guess you would call it. Other people would call it telling your mama jokes.
Your mama's so fat, she jumped in the air and got stuck. Ah! Oh, my whole life though. That's why your mama's so fat. Every time she turn around, she get lost.
And there's a lot of flirtatious dialogue.
Boy, you so fine, I can kiss your daddy's ass.
And there's a lot of laughter. There's some dialogue. Actually, there's quite a bit of dialogue. Not that you get to hear it. You need to really strain your ears to kind of hear it, because Michael Mafume doesn't want you kind of just like sitting around kind of chatting with your friends and still hearing the movie. You need to pay attention if you're watching Michael Mafume's movie, okay? This isn't like the Avengers or some shit. You pay attention to Michael Mafume. So, the plot is a group of black college students goes up north or east or south, some direction to a house in the woods, and they eat food. And then a guy shows up, and they're scared of him because he's a guy. We presume. Now, I'm taking a leap here. This may be a little bit presumptuous of me. I think that that guy is supposed to be the mentally Roman numeral third son, Harry.
I ain't going on no damn woman, man. What's wrong with you?
Get up there. Right the hell here, man.